Hey, welcome to Work Creativity, a podcast by Benjamin Harding. That's me. You can find me on Instagram at bhardingmusic and on my website at benjaminharding.net. This is a podcast where I explore the immense world of creativity. I hope to also serve as a guide in conversations centered around tips, tools, and strategies towards building a sustainable creative career. Let's get to it. This episode is brought to you by, well, me. I don't have any sponsors yet. This is my first episode. But I do belong to affiliate programs that you can find on my website at benjaminharding.net under the tab Gear. I love these companies and have benefited greatly from their products and services. So go to benjaminharding.net and click on Gear and take a look at some great products from Skillshare, Cunningham Piano, and Open Studio Jazz. Let's get into today's episode. In this episode, I'm going to outline three areas where you can make money through your creative work right now. Listen up. If you are a student at art school or a freshman at a conservatory, you can make money through your work right now. If you are an emerging artist beginning a career, you can make money through your work right now. If you are an established artist, seasoned and professional, you can make more money right now by focusing on these three areas. Look, I know artists have a weird relationship with money. We will take a look at that relationship in further episodes, but you need money to sustain your creative work. It's just how the world works. Okay, the three areas are as follows. Affiliate marketing. That's number one, affiliate marketing. Number two, services and products. You need a website where you can sell things. And number three, social media following, building awareness of your brand. So many ways to make money there. So the three areas are this: affiliate marketing, services and products, and a social media following. In all of these areas, if you have an open mind to them, again, in other episodes, we will talk about the need for a mindset shift among musicians, artists, and creatives. But if you have an open mind to these ideas, you can apply all of the transcendent values and virtues that you have worked on as an artist throughout your career. A capacity to learn new things, discipline, focus, training for hours and hours, problem solving, perseverance. You can take these virtues and apply them to these areas and do very well. So I want to encourage you to begin to explore these three areas. Let's jump in. The first area is affiliate marketing. So let me describe what affiliate marketing is by example, okay? At the beginning of this episode, I mentioned that if you go to my website, benjaminharding.net, you can find some affiliate links under the tab Gear. I'm an affiliate of Open Studio Jazz, Cunningham Piano, and Skillshare. I believe in these companies and have benefited greatly from what they offer. I believe in what they do. So, how did I become an affiliate of these groups? Number one, I went to their website to search for affiliate programs. Number two, I clicked on the link which directed me to an application process and becoming an affiliate member. Number three, I applied to become an affiliate. Number four, In the companies that I mentioned, they accepted my application and I became a member. So what happens then? What happens next, after you are accepted into the affiliate program, companies will give you links and content that you can use to promote their products and services. Through CRM, they monitor who clicks on these links and purchases their products through these links. If you were to use my links and purchase a product from Open Studio Jazz, Skillshare, or Cunningham Piano, I would then get a commission from the sale. Does that make sense? You have the opportunity to make a commission off of credible and viable sales of products you believe in. It's an exciting opportunity for creatives. And you can start doing that now. Whether you're a student, an emerging artist, or an established professional, you can start doing that now. So go ahead and take a look at companies that you believe in and find their affiliate programs and see if you can apply. On to the next one, products and services. Throughout many episodes on this podcast, I'm going to be citing an essay by Kevin Kelly, founding executive editor of Wired Magazine, called 1,000 True Fans. This essay is revisited and published in Tim Ferriss's book, Tools of Titans. In short, Kevin Kelly talks about the idea that a true fan is someone who spends about $100 on your products or services in a year. And voila, that's $100,000. Let's do the math. 1,000 true fans that spend $100 on your products and services in a year equals $100,000. And that's a sustainable income for many folks in this country. Even with taking out taxes and overhead and healthcare, you can net a sustainable income with that amount of money flowing through your creative practice. So, I've got to ask you a question. Do you have products and services available for people that they can purchase online? For musicians, this could look like giving concerts, album sales, merch. Are you set up for this? Services could look like online courses, instruction, where you show up and create value for your community. For me, I have to pause and say that I am looking into developing a course online where creatives in community learn to set up creative businesses that are profitable and sustainable. If you are interested in being a part of the development of that community and course, please send me a direct message on my website or on Instagram, okay? Hope to launch it midsummer. So this would be an example of a product that is available online that serves my community. I believe that artists, because of their work ethic and virtues that they have cultivated over years of study, can be applied to this modern economy with great success. I know it because I'm seeing it happen right now with folks that are willing to try and understand market forces and economics and are creating sustainable careers for themselves within the arts. In other episodes, we will work this out as it relates to creating products and services that have value to audience members. We will also talk about how to grow those audiences and build. I have so much content that I want to jump into right now, but I have to be patient. This is episode number one. So, what could you offer on your website right now that is of value? Lessons, CDs, merch, digital pieces, membership opportunities, setting up a Patreon account for projects? Oh man, maybe in another episode we can jump into the incredible development in the world of NFTs. That market is exploding right now. Oh man, so much to talk about, but we need to move on. So we've talked about affiliate marketing and products and services. Let's jump into social media following. Social media following is developing a community and serving your community with your art, with your music. This is where there is a massive opportunity for you to build in the know, like, and trust factor that businesses are trying to create with their audiences. Social media following can enhance the income that you generate from the affiliate marketing programs that you're part of and the products and services that you offer. I want to now refer to a book by Austin Kleon entitled Show Your Work. You can see a review of that on my blog at benjaminharding.net. For Kleon, social media is an opportunity where you can bring in new audiences to see your creative process in action. It's where you can share with your community what you are doing in the process of learning a new piece of music, of beginning a sculpture, or building a new kind of UI. It's an incredible opportunity for us to show up in authentic ways to help build creative businesses. And yes, there are ways to make money in social media through ads. For some of us, this is a major part of our business. YouTube comes to mind with their AdSense program. And companies are always seeking influencers to market and promote their products. What an incredible opportunity for you to show up authentically and consistently and invite people into your creative process. Social media can do that for you as a creator. Okay, so that's a wrap on this episode. Again, if you need help working this out, I am thinking about building a course that walks you through this process step by step. So you can be in touch with me via my website at benjaminharding.net, and you can get in on the ground floor in developing this course together. I hope to launch it midsummer. So thanks so much for joining us today on this episode of Toward Creativity, and we'll talk to you soon.